3C, Shambhala, about Shambhala Festival. Where? Northamptonshire. Number of days? 4. Camping? Yes. Genre? Rock, pop, folk, and world music. Audience? 18,000 to 20,000 family. Requests for Access Facilities 2023, 280 people. 2022, 156, 80% increase. 46 crew applied for personal assistant or companion tickets 2023. 2022, 16, 300% increase. Shambhala Festival's environmental ambitions. Shambhala Festival has sustainability embedded into every aspect of the festival, and in 2022, they achieved the highest award, Outstanding, from a Greener Future certification. Providing accessibility for all. The festival is focused on being inclusive, and has a dedicated member of staff who work year-round to organize the accessibility services. On-site, the Access team is a crew of 16, who are all either disabled or with extensive lived experience of disability and who work in the sector. They have recognized a number of challenges. Being green and accessible. Particular challenges and solutions. Travel. One of the biggest challenges in providing accessibility that is also green has been around the eco-traveler packages sold by the festival to encourage green travel options. The Eco Traveler package is a coach or train ticket combined with a reduced price festival ticket. Unfortunately, whilst the coaches do have wheelchair lifts, the take-up for the service by disabled people has not been what was hoped for. It is thought that traveling by coach increases the complexity of the journey for disabled people, which is why it is not popular. The most favored means of transport is still by car or camper van. The festival imposes a carbon balancing levy on car travel, as well as charging for car passes or camper van tickets. This increases the price for those disabled people who have to travel by car and camper van. The organizers have looked at the problem and for 2024 have introduced 2 free vehicle passes for any applicant who provides the same documentation that is required for a PA, personal assistant, or companion ticket. The drawback is that the free camper van spaces are all in the accessible camping area, which means that people who wish to stay in the family field or elsewhere have to pay for their camper van ticket. The festival hopes to find a workaround for this on a case-by-case basis. Waste management. The festival has a recycling exchange where the audience take their rubbish. This was not accessible for all, as it was away from the accessible campsite. In previous years, the recycling team visited the accessible camping area at an allotted time, and the Access team also shuttled recycling for people. A more inclusive solution, found in 2023, was to move the exchange to a position in front of the accessible campsite. Disabled people camped elsewhere still have to move and sort their own recycling. Water and toilets. In 2023, the festival had 15 wheelchair-accessible compost toilets and 10 wheelchair-accessible chemical toilets. The suppliers of the compost toilets are not local, which does increase the transport miles to get them on-site. Food and food traders. Shambhala emails all food traders in advance to request that they consider disabled customers when planning their stall. The Access team walks around the festival to check that accessibility measures are in place, such as lower counters and visible menus. They speak to food traders as well as crew about any potential issues. The festival is meat and cow milk free, which means that there is more food containing nuts and seeds. This has created some problems for those with allergies, who often need to bring their own food and mini fridges to keep it fresh. Food traders are asked to provide locally sourced and organic food, which is often more expensive and can directly impact disabled people. Power usage. Although all power on site is renewable, the use of mini fridges for food storage increases power requirements. CPAP, assisted breathing, machines at night are becoming more common, and this too means a heavier use of power. Communications. The festival website presents its many sustainability and accessibility initiatives, but the sustainability information is very wordy and not particularly accessible. Conclusions. Shambhala Festival's approach is to solve problems and does its best to recognize and provide solutions where access issues arise. A full review of the festival's sustainability policies in conjunction with their impact on accessibility is currently underway.